In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday. This one is the 8th of December. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We got jobs. We got a short-term government funding fix. We got a tax bill all but done, maybe. We also got Sheila Kolhatkar. She writes for The New Yorker magazine. And Kate Davidson, she is at The Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Sheila, let me give you a first crack at the jobs report. 228,000 new jobs. Unemployment stays at 4.1%. Wages up a touch. All in all, steady as she goes. Stay the course. Pretty good, right?
Well, the U.S. has been adding jobs now for 86 months in a row, which is remarkable. So President Trump is trying to take credit for this. But of course, this is a continuation of a trend that's been going on for quite a while. There was some encouraging signs around wage growth. Mm-hmm. But I think it's fair to say that a lot of economists remain a bit frustrated as to why wages are not going up more in light of how low unemployment is.
Right. And it's not just, regular economists. I mean, Janet Yellen at the Fed, Kate, says the same thing. We just don't get it on wages and the related problem of inflation being basically flat in this country.
Right. Janet Yellen was up on the Hill a couple weeks ago testifying and continues to say this is one of the biggest mysteries that policymakers are encountering is, right, what is going on with wages and inflation, and the relationship that used to be there doesn't seem to be working the way it should. Mm-hmm. That is, right, as the labor market tightens, the jobless rate goes down, we start to see wages go up. And yeah, they're going up, but not as much as we typically would see.
Right. Okay. So, Sheila, let me turn toward the tax bill and sort of the macro implications. The House and Senate are going to go to conference. We have, as I said in the open, an economy basically at full employment. We have an economy that is growing. And now we are going to stimulate it, the Republicans say, with big corporate tax cuts. What is
well,
the future
so American,
going to bring? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, American companies are actually doing really well overall. And the companies in the S&P 500 have been showing higher profits all year, higher than they've been in 6 years. So a lot of people believe that they don't actually need such a large corporate tax cut. And, a lot of analysts looking at the tax proposals are predicting that ultimately what could end up happening is those companies are going to end up passing along a lot of those savings to shareholders through the form of dividends. And then, of course, the stock prices of those companies are likely to rise.
Right.
So you're going to see a lot of shareholders, corporate executives who own stock in those companies reaping a lot of the benefits of the tax cut. And the middle class taxpayers who are supposedly going to be helped by this will not be seeing the majority of the benefits.
Right. Kate, let me ask you this question since you're in Washington. Is it your sense that the House is going to move toward the Senate as they try to reconcile these two bills, or is the Senate going to go toward the House?
I think it's still a little bit up in the air. I think, yes, generally, it's probably the House is going to move toward the Senate. Senate votes, both chambers will have to vote on
right.
whatever final bill comes out of this committee. And we know that the Senate tends to be trickier to get those votes secured. So that's our sense. But there are definitely things that I think the Senate will have to compromise with the House on. So it just remains to be seen. And I think it's important to remember, while we may see some of this happening in public, a lot of these conversations and these deals are going to be worked out behind the scenes.
Right. Sheila, here's a little bit marketplace behind the scenes. I've been saying around the office today, I'm reasonably sure that this tax bill is going to pass and it's going to become a done deal. I'd like to get from the two of you a sense of how you see this playing out. Sheila, you get to go first.
Well, the way that they're doing this is obviously a little bit alarming, and it's somewhat unprecedented. You know, when mm-hmm. President Reagan passed a major tax cut in 1986, there were dozens of hearings. And it was a much more carefully thought through process. And here we see these bills being rushed through to the point where the members who are voting on them don't even always know what's in them. And there are likely to be unintended consequences and even in some cases outright errors. And that's already mm-hmm. happened. And that's part of the reason they're now having to go and reconcile the bills rather than having the House just vote on the version the Senate approved.
So you don't want to take a stand. Is that what I hear you saying? You're gonna punt on that one?
I'm a little troubled by the way this is happening,
right.
The
Kate,
lack of transparency.
Yeah, Kate, what do you think? What's going to happen?
Well, I think, and I will have to credit my colleagues who cover tax policy with talking about this, over the course of the year when we saw what happened with Obamacare and how spectacularly that stumbled over and over again, we were all a little bit skeptical. Can they really get this done on taxes? But I think as the year has gone on and they're now facing down, a primary election season
yeah.
next year, the imperative to show, hey, you know, voters who elected us, we can get things done, is just so important to the party right now. I think that they're just willing to come together. I hate to say kind of on anything, but it seems like there's a strong motivation to get something done.
Kate Davidson of The Wall Street Journal and Sheila Kolhatkar from The New Yorker magazine. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.